There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, but too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show. Hope you guys have been having an awesome week, weekend, whatever it is. You guys listen to this, I hope it's been fucking awesome. So, today I'm talking about business. I've been talking more and more about that. I've been spending more time with my business coaches, more time looking at my business from a slightly different perspective as I kind of evolve through this time, you know. And one of the things about business is it's going to change. Like, you're going to change, your business is going to change, how you do things is going to change. And I want to talk about three really fucking important things that, and I know I've been talking to you guys about how I'm going to start focusing more on the business side of it. And I've kind of come to like a, I wouldn't say end paths, kind of came to a little hiatus with the break, with the holidays and shit. I'm going to take a swig there. So I've been thinking more about the business, my current business, my future business, and partnership. And I'm going to go through how I do all that. I think it's really important, but I want to do is kind of lay the groundwork of what is a business. A business is pretty fucking simple. And I didn't go through all the stats, but the vast majority of businesses fail. The vast majority of businesses don't make it past 5 years, like 90% or some insane number. Less than 10% ever make it to $1 million gross in any industry, like, which is fucking insane to me. You know, I'm pushing really close to that in a martial arts gym in a small fucking town, relatively small town. You know, I'm in Asheville, where my demographic's about 70,000 people. The group I'm looking from. I'm doing really well with that. You know, and there's struggles. There's good, there's bad, there's everything, which is just any business. But what I've been doing is thinking about, like, how essential, how far down can I break a business? How far down can I do that? Which has got me to some really interesting points and thoughts. Sometimes I do psychedelics and it helps. But I got down to, like, really, there's three parts of a business, of any business, no matter what business it is. Well, what about, shut the fuck up. There's three parts of a business. This is my podcast. Listen to me. All right. I'm right. Okay. So there's three parts of a business, and full transparency, I'm a solo operator. I say that my wife does help me run the business, but it started out with just me, which is most businesses. And they start out of essentialism. I started my business because I got fucking sued by my business partner. Not gonna lie to you, I plan on killing him. Like, I had it all fucking planned out. Best thing ever happened to me. I do actually wish him the best now. I was fucking angry and young and stupid, but I'll go over that on somebody else's podcast, not mine. But so, you know, I started my current business, Rogue Comic Club, out of being essential. I didn't fucking do paperwork. I didn't do any of that shit. I just said Rogue Comic Club. I got a DBA, which is doing business as, which you can go on the federal government website and get it right now in less than 15 minutes. I believe it's free. So that's what I did, so I could take checks as Rogue Combat Club. We'll get more into the technical side later, but I've been really thinking about, like, what have been the most important parts, or what are the actual parts of a business. And there's three parts. Okay. There's the operational side. Let me back up. There's a technical side. And I'm going to use a lot of terms or terminology from the E-Myth Revisited or the E-Myth. It's overrated. I'll be honest with you. It's really good once you get down the road. But, oh, you need to read that first. No, you don't. I'll tell you what you need to read first. Okay? And that's not it. So there's the technical side. That is what you do. So if you are a carpenter, if you are a plumber, if you are a jiu-jitsu coach, if you are whatever, a painter, whatever, computer designer, I don't fucking know, anything you do, anything you possibly did for somebody else, right? That's the technical side. A baker, they use baking a lot in the E-Myth. Like, say you can bake cakes like a motherfucker, right? Or cupcakes or whatever it is, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking open a cupcake business, or I'm gonna open a paint shop, or I'm opening whatever it is. Okay, that's the technical side. And honestly, that's probably, and this is what I've learned, unfortunately, and this is really unfortunate, that's the least important part. So the technical, the ability for you to do something is probably the least important part. No, it is. All right, my podcast, my rules. How do I know? I'm a martial arts gym owner. I own an MMA gym. I'm a multiple time world champion. I'm a Bellator veteran in MMA. I've got jiu-jitsu, catch wrestling world titles. I have wrestling national titles. I'm a great coach. I actually coach a couple, my gym has created a couple world champion Muay Thai guys. And there's karate gyms that make more money than me. Why? Because the product doesn't really matter that much. It just doesn't, right? And that's the sad thing. Now, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter. Yes, but realistically, from the absolute bare bones things, and this, and I don't say this lightly. What you do, like, and how well you do, is not that important, because karate is shit and doesn't work. So there are a few exceptions, but it is what it is. So there's that. Then you've got companies like Mako, right? Shit. I just think, like, oh, you know, we'll paint your whole car and just spray over top of shit, okay? But they stay in business because what they're doing is not very good. Great clips. There's a few great hairstylists. The one I liked was gone, unfortunately. These different business operations, the technical side really doesn't matter, okay? And that's unfortunate. But that's the ugly fucking truth for business owners. People get into business, all right? Martial arts specifically. Once I win 18 world titles, I'll be able to have 1,000 people in my gym. No, motherfucker. What you do, the technical side of what you do, is the least important. And it's an ugly truth, and I hate it, but it is the truth. All right? So part one is the technical side. Part two, all right, this is the second most important. I'm doing them in order. I actually changed it from my notes. The second most important thing is your operational side. Okay? That's where I struggled for a very long time. I was a great coach. That was about it. I wasn't even a great coach, honestly. I was a really good coach, though. I didn't understand a lot of things. So operations, finances, marketing, any kind of, like, if you look at a big corporation, any, like, C-suite, so operations, finance, marketing. Yeah, operations. Yeah, that's about it, really. Like operations, how the business runs, SOPs, operations, hiring, onboarding. So HR type stuff would be operations as well. Really important how your business actually does things. Your SOPs, like, you know, for my, again, my gym specifically, we get a lead, which just comes from the marketing department, marketing content. That comes in, we get the lead, so it goes to our website, which is operational. The website goes to our software, that's operational. And then who calls what, and that's going to be operations. So that's important as well. Very, very important. Marketing is an operational thing. How do we get our content out? What's our message? All that stuff is really important as well. And we'll get to that a little bit more specifically in the last part. And then let's see what else. Cleaning. Like, how do you deal with things? Paperwork, all that shit, all operationals is that thing. You know, your financials, your stuff like that, budgeting, all that. Where I suck, I still suck. Getting way better, but I still suck. So that's the second most important, is how you operate your business. So number one, least important, technical, baking, painting, jiu-jitsuing, whatever, construction, whatever. Here's how I know that your construction can suck. My dad, good builder, good leader, decent operations, not very good. He looked at redoing 7 houses that were falling off of a mountain. Dude built 7 houses in a single development, and they sucked. So that's how I know that your operations don't have to be that good. Your technical side doesn't have to be that good. Your operations need to be on point, okay? That dude folded. He peaced out. I don't know. He's a piece of shit. So that's the second most important. So technical, operational, and then number one, this is the most important part of this, is the operator. The actual person running your business is the most important thing in business, period, hard stop. That's it. It's my opinion, but it's also a fact because it's my show. This is where most people make horrible mistakes. And I talk about this all a lot. You have to constantly be doing things to improve yourself, to be a better person, be a better leader, right? And that's where I see most people fall off. Is good enough, right? Well, good kills great. Like every fucking time, well, that's good, it kills great. So you need to be constantly evolving, constantly growing yourself, doing different things to make you a better leader. And that's where it's going to come down. So I've never had a successful partnership. I've only had one partnership, and I've been doing it on my own ever since. And I talk about a lot, like how it's important it is to grow. So personal development is super, super fucking important. And where I look at that is this. Johnny Buck from 2013, when he started Rogue Combat Club, the DBA, before having my current LLC, which is not even the same name, but it is, I still have the same DBA. The thing is this. That dude could not run my business. He couldn't. I looked at some old pictures. Man, I wasn't fat. So I was fighting still. But I was a shit fucking leader. I don't know anything about money. I just straight up didn't pay taxes. I didn't pretend it existed. Right? I wasn't a good operator. My marketing sucked. My operations sucked. My finances were fucking horrendous. I was actually losing money, which that's not a big deal in business when you start. But like that was the truth. I was just a fucking horrible, horrible human. And dude, not even just like out of the business. Man, I fucking was cheating on my girlfriend. I wasn't treating her right. I was just a shit fucking human, to be honest. You know, doing the best, not the best I could. Doing good. I was doing what I thought was best at that time. But I've evolved a lot. So, you know, when it comes to business, if you want to grow your business, and this is a great quote, I think I'm going to butcher it from Jim Rohn, like, your success rarely exceeds your personal development. So as I have gotten better, my operations have gotten better. My technique, my ability to coach has gotten better. Not just because I learned more and I got a black belt and all this shit, but because I learned how to interact with people. I learned how to lead better. So, you know, there are, like, of the three parts of business, the owner and operator are the most important. Now, as I get into a partnership, things are going to be different, right? It's going to be a mutual thing. Like say we go 50-50 on this. I do partner with somebody. I have X, you have Y. Let's make a fucking awesome business together. Let's say we're 50-50 on things. Like, that's going to be difficult. You know, I move at a very, very rapid fucking pace. It's almost breakneck speed. And I pivot very quickly. I pivot with the best information I have at the time. It is what it is. So, like, making sure that I am holding space for whoever my partner is and helping them level up and making sure they understand the importance of this. I've been doing this a long fucking time. You know, what do I want out of this business? What do you want out of this business? Is this going to work? Do you want A and I want Z? Then we can't fucking do this, bro. You know, so I think being an operator, I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about this opportunity to work with somebody else. Or maybe just buy a business. That may be the next step, honestly. But I think with what's going on now, what we're doing at this point, I you know, from the podcast standpoint, from talking to you guys, it is like understanding there are three parts of business. The technical side, what you actually do. The operational side is how you do it. And then the operator, like the motherfucker running it. Like, you have to be on point. And I think that's where most people lack. They try and get better at technical. They try and get, oh, we're going to make a better, we're going to paint more efficiently. We're going to paint better. We're going to do this. We're going to build better houses. And I'm not saying don't. Your product must be on point. If you want to be long-term, you want to be successful. But I think more than anything, focus on your operations. Make your client experience unbelievable. The only thing, you know, I saw this quote today, if your product is so needed or wanted that there's no way to say no, airlines, then you can have a bad customer experience if you want to. But if you're doing things, listen, motherfucker, you're competing with me, you better be on point. You better have a high quality product. You better have a smooth customer experience, right? And you need to be constantly pushing yourself. You need to be constantly growing that. So whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you are a human, I think the operations are important. I think the technical side is important. But I think the operator is the most important. So that's my thoughts on business. So what you guys are going to see over the next few months, weeks, years, whatever it is me talking about the back end. I'm actually going to start another LLC just so you guys can see how I'm doing it. You're not going to see my paperwork and shit. But I'm going to talk about like the actual process of building an LLC. I'm going to do it for something, a small side project. It has nothing to do with anything related to this podcast or, I'm sorry, this future business. Just so I can kind of document that, how I do it, why I do it the way I do. I'm slightly different than a lot of people, but I think it's good to see different opinions. So that's it, guys. If you want to talk about what's going on, do me a favor, like, subscribe, 5-star review on the Apple podcast, and just kind of go from there. So thank you guys for being here. I really look forward to it. And remember, if you are if you have any questions, please hit me up. I'm more than happy to answer you guys. I love you. I want to see you guys win and have a great week. Let's go.